Better on Draft podcast is recorded live in Detroit Sound Studios in Royal Oak, Michigan.
Now, pop that 40 and kick back with your hosts, Dan, Nick, Ken, Rob, and Matt.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to episode 66 of the Better on Draft podcast. My name is Ken, and we definitely have a full house tonight. Missing a host. Don't know where he is, but
he's probably pulling in right now.
He's probably even getting more King Cobra.
More King Cobra. Yeah, he can't be on without the King Cobra.
Last week was just the best red, though. So
that was kind of surprising.
Well, you know, he has his trends. That's definitely for sure. Yeah. Like he'll trend.
He was on that trooper kick for a little while. He was on the started. Yeah,
That Brown Newcastle for a bit, and then came the King Cobra. King Cobra. We're like, whatever. So we're gonna start off with Matt Bush. What's going on?
Not a whole lot, Ken.
You had a very eventful week, really.
You want to talk about it?
Tell everyone in listener land what happened.
So, like the five people that are listening, I got engaged.
We have a lot more non-live.
Like, don't sit there and say, like, Eeyore.
So 200 people.
Last week, I got engaged.
So we got engaged.
Five listeners.
I got engaged at the Whitney as the clock struck midnight on New Year's Eve.
Nice.
So it was really classy, really fancy. I wore a suit.
Eastern Standard Time, or was it midnight somewhere else?
It was like 11:45, but 48.
Couldn't even wait till midnight?
I wanted to go into 2017 as a boom. It's kind of
a boom.
As a boom.
As a boom.
So, yeah, it was it's pretty sweet.
What are you drinking?
I have a Hop Slam right here. No.
Hey, you could have found it.
I went to Wilson's across the street. They didn't have it yet, so he's kind of pissed that I even asked.
No.
I have an Ellison Galaxy Evolution DDH IPA. I was told this was going to burn my tongue, but actually I'm surprised that this is awesome. I've been drinking all of these juices all week, and I've felt fantastic. So this is a little bit of a step down, and I'm not disappointed. And my Diet Verners, of course.
And your Diet Verners.
Of course.
You got to cut.
You got the cherry
double,
7-Up.
Double IPA with the Diet Verners.
Yeah, you got to put a little bit of a palate cleanser so it stays fresh on
the reef. You got to get ready to fit in that suit.
Oh, no. It's going to be a Speedo wedding.
Oh, God.
Enjoy the wedding photos.
Tears.
Speaking of wedding photos, Rob, what's going on?
Hey, busy going through mine. Pretty much, we just got them about 2 weeks ago. So we are in the process of going through and cutting through all of those. And
did I miss a memo on the Red Wings jersey today?
It was NHL day at work for me, so I just wore my jersey. I mean, I can't speak.
You guys are like a biracial version of twins from the 80s. We got an Arnold and a Danny DeVito.
Wow.
I guess that makes me Danny, right?
I mean, they both wear glasses. So.
No, you're clearly the Arnold. Yeah.
I saw Nick going for an Arnold Schwarzenegger.
I was
going to
try and say something. I'm like, it ain't going to happen.
You're my baby brother.
Oh, shit.
What are you drinking over there, Rob?
Pretty much double fisting right now. Got the Ellison you can get with that juice. Not starring Tupac and or Omar Epps. And I have a can of Old Nation's German Hobo, of which apparently, according to Matt, I am racist because it's the only malt liquor that I actually liked. He has no comment back to it. It just stands by his statement.
That's racist is just for no apparent reason. I mean, there was no like logic or thought.
He's
behind
just
it.
Looking. No, to
it was
start
just still.
Something.
It was still just funny as hell.
No, it's because he's wearing a Red Wings jersey.
It just
right?
felt like the right thing to say at the time.
Oh, okay. Oh my God.
Looking back on it, I'm still okay with it, but I don't know why I said it then, nor do I know why I said
it. It was still funny. It was still funny.
We didn't announce we're at number 66 today.
Yes, I did.
Did we?
Yes.
Oh, well, Martin Lemieux would be proud.
There you go. I was waiting for the retired jersey.
Nick, what's going on?
Happy Friday.
Happy Friday.
How about that Rousey fight last Friday?
What fight?
What fight?
Yeah. It didn't really happen.
Man, that'll, you know, I mean,
I'm so glad I did not buy any pay-per-view or go to a bar for that matter. That would have been extremely disappointing.
Yeah, I'm very glad that I didn't bother with it.
No, I left it to the plebs on Twitch to illegally stream it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I found a Mexican stream or a Spanish stream, a Russian stream, and an English stream.
So how do you know it was Mexican and not Spanish, like from Spain?
I don't know.
That's racist.
He saw the mustaches.
He saw the mustaches.
What?
10-gallon hats.
Yeah, but yeah.
What are you drinking?
I'm starting off with a New Holland Cabin Fever.
Mmm, brown ale.
Yeah, you're one of your favorites.
Oh, yeah. I love New Holland's Cabin Fever. I had a brown ale yesterday. It was the Downtown Bourbon Brown from Griffin Claw.
Downtown Bourbon Brown.
Not Julie Brown?
Not Julie Brown.
Not Downtown Brown, the band?
Not Downtown Brown, the band.
Mm.
Downtown.
Not the Zach Brown Downtown Band?
Zach Brown.
That's just too many words.
There's no downtown.
And it was okay. It definitely didn't have too much of a bourbon kick, but it was a very basic brown. Nothing special about it. Nothing to write home about. I was very disappointed, to be honest.
It seemed like everything that Griffin Claw does is bourbon barrel.
That or a Belgian quad.
Yeah, right.
Oblivious or what was the first?
They have a damn good IPA, so you can stop talking.
Just quiet down. Luke decides to walk in 6 minutes late.
Instead of 6 minutes before the show starts, he shows up 6 minutes after the show starts.
Oh, wait, what's in the bag?
What's in the bag? Really? Is this a new question?
Yeah, it is right now.
Really?
All right, he's got
one guess.
Name
Nick,
that
what's
beer.
In the bag?
It's King Cobra.
It's still King Cobra.
It's always King Cobra.
We were talking about what kind of kick you were at the very beginning of when we started this show over a year ago.
You were on the trooper kick.
It was Trooper. That was Newcastle.
And that was recently the Newcastle.
Did you go on and off of the Newcastle, though? Well, no. The whole thing, if we're going to go into this, Newcastle is because me and Ken went to Orchid one night after the show. Ken's like, oh, let's go to Orchid. All $2 beers. The best beer they have there is Newcastle. And he started me back down that trend. And then I forget, maybe it was the 40 show that got me stuck back on this.
Might have been.
Oh, King Cobra, here we go.
Half a year ago.
Yeah.
I just remember I had E40 and it was horrible.
Didn't I chug that? I drank a whole bottle.
You love that.
That was damn good.
It was bad.
Well, what do you call it? Just so you know, Rob's got some German Hobo if you want to try it.
I don't even know what that is.
That's the malt liquor from Old Nation.
Oh, we had some of that. I think I still have a bottle of that.
Okay.
Is that it comes in a can?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I had the bottle.
It comes, I mean,
because
he's brought us bottles when, like, he brought us M43, he brought us a bottle of that.
Yeah.
So.
All I know is I'm double fisting malt liquor. Hey, guys, I'm Dan, by the way. Nice to meet y'all. Sorry to walk in late. I got kind of sidetracked, something going on.
Were you watching Smite World Championships?
No, I wish I was, but no, something else, something better than that.
Mm.
Nothing wrong with Smite, sir.
Well, we just finished introducing the hosts, and there you are, Dan. Hi.
Hey, guys.
Perfect timing.
What am I drinking? I'm drinking King Cobra.
King Cobra, all right.
Yes.
So we do have guests in here today.
We do.
Farmington Brewing Company.
Where are you guys located?
We're at the corner of Grand River and Farmington.
It's funny. I was actually downtown in Farmington, which stuck me up getting here.
That's why traffic was not the greatest.
I was at the 8 Mile and Grand River area.
All right. Yeah.
Grand River now they're pretty much one lane through downtown. So
yeah.
Well, yes.
No, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
When you go up.
Yeah. Because that's basically like Kitty Corner from Basement Burger Bar, isn't it?
Or down the street.
Or down the street.
They're next to the movie theater. That awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. So it sounds like you guys are right in the heart of downtown Farmington.
Yes.
Very cool. Very cool.
That was a conscious decision.
So we have...
I think so, too.
Why don't you guys introduce yourselves and what your position is?
Sure. I am Jason Hendricks, and I am one of the three owners.
Jason Schloff, one of the three owners as well. If you ask what we do, it's what we don't do is a much shorter list.
Don't you do?
Go by
clean the bathrooms?
Jason in there.
No, we do that. I rarely get the mail.
Okay.
I get the mail.
Yeah,
Does it actually come there?
He's very excited.
Does the mail come to the...
We had to put in a mailbox. It was a big deal.
Oh, was it really?
Yeah, there was no mailbox all of a sudden.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
And I'm Gary Schloff, one of the owners.
Nice.
All right.
Good to meet you guys.
Thanks.
Well, we appreciate you coming on to the show. How did you guys decide to start the brewery?
That is such a convoluted story.
Oh, Lord. That's,
we love stories.
We have an hour and 40 minutes to kill, so.
Hour 50. Right.
Yeah. Jason and I met in 2009 and became friends. And
on purpose?
Fast friends.
Was it a play date?
It was more like fighting against the man. We had a terrible job together, and we just kind of, you know, stick together.
We bonded over Simpsons trivia at a horrible, horrible wine tasting party.
It was a wine snob party, actually.
You guys had a wine snob party starting a brewery?
Well, I didn't bring any wine. We both brought beer.
Yeah. So. Oh, no, yeah, I like that. Yeah. Yeah.
Did the beer have tannins?
Was this a screw top wine?
Did the wine come in a box?
No.
The Franzia party. Yeah.
I mean, slap the bag? No, I don't think we were doing that night. Everyone else was getting stupid drunk on grape juice, and we were
actually having a conversation about Simpsons and beer, really. Yeah.
Nice.
So you guys decided, let's start a brewery?
No, it wasn't so crystallized at that moment at all. We just started homebrewing. We bought the most basic kit you could possibly imagine, and we didn't kill anyone.
Nobody went blind.
Yeah. And after just years of upgrading our equipment, my dad worked at Channel 7. He would now get requests for our beers. And I'm like, oh, we can't sell it to you guys. We can give it to you, though. So we thought we're onto something, and that's how we moved forward from there.
Yeah. Gary was looking for a retirement project, so he jumped on board. And like Jason said, we were pretty tired of our terrible jobs, so...
We were both lab analysts for different companies, and Jason worked on everything that could kill you, and I worked on everything that could blow you up.
Yeah. All right.
Rock on.
Yeah. Far less exciting. Graphs on the screen, guys.
Lines on the screen. Yeah. Just lines on the screen.
They're all just lines on the screen.
No actual fire, though.
No.
Not
intentionally.
No, you did trash that iPad once.
Yes, I did. One of my jobs was to... destroy consumer electronics and other things, and then
he comes running to my lab room so excited with a hammer and a brand new iPad right when they came out.
Yeah,
I was gonna say that's
guess what we're gonna do today.
Yeah, I got my
that's
hands.
Something where I would want to like have a video camera. You can make a YouTube,
I didn't help him
smash my PlayStation.com or something like that.
Will it blend is the best.
Will it blend?
If you do it in front of people waiting in line for said item, I'm in. Yeah, I'm in.
The lesson there was don't expose lithium batteries to the atmosphere.
Yeah. I
why will you die? Is that bad?
No, it just blows up.
It catches fire. No. Lithium catches fire. It's kind of like that
sodium and water situation.
Yeah. I may have accidentally put the hacksaw into it, and it started sparking and burning. And, you know, we're in a lab.
I was fine, though.
Guys. I want that job.
We were in a lab full of, you know, flammable things, and I was like, uh-oh.
So you spent all that money on a degree to just... get back to your basic self and banging on things. You literally were the monkey in the career builder.
Yeah.
Are you mad, Matt?
Jealous of it.
Yeah, me too. I'm not going to lie. That's kind of fun.
Yeah. Well, like I said, like Jason said, I went from smashing Apple products to looking
at what most Apple users want to do.
Was that a band in the 90s?
Smashing Apple products?
Yeah.
close enough.
Yeah. Probably
it was
better than
a cover band.
It's cover band.
It's a cover band.
Oh, they did 1969.
And they all wore turtlenecks.
By the way, we were listening to the 90s alternative music last night.
It's a good mix.
Every Smashing Pumpkin song, I made them thumbs it down.
No. I can edit that to
He also hates Foo Fighters, just so you
know. Oh, yeah. I'm taking that back.
That's favorite band of all time.
Yeah. That's almost like a fireball offense.
Where do you stand on Smash Mouth?
Is that Guy Fieri's band?
Yes, that's Guy Fieri's band.
Guy Fieri plus Coke.
ICP's side project.
Yeah, Shaggy 2 Dope or whatever the big
one
is.
Well, isn't that Guy Fieri's band, too.
I mean, they weren't bad guys, projects. I'm sure. That song from Shrek, that was pretty cool.
Well, no, that was
the Monkees cover song.
Yeah, but they covered it.
Oh, wow. So we're going down a rabbit hole. We need to get out of
here. Yeah, right.
Let's talk politics.
You guys started a brewery. What was your first homebrew? What was the batch? Was it just a standard lager? Did you try an IPA?
God, no. Lager's hard. That's not what you start with.
The standard, it was like, you know, it was the brew in a kit type of thing.
Was it an amber? I bet it was an amber.
It was a blonde.
It was a blonde.
A blonde, yeah. Close.
Yeah, it was just like, you know, put you know, put the extract in the water and let it boil and add some stuff to it and then
piss off your wife with the pots burning.
Yeah, on my electric stove.
On your electric stove.
It went so fast. You wouldn't believe how fast you can boil on a home range.
Yeah, like 3 hours later. And put it in a 5-gallon bucket with the little, you know.
Oh, yeah, with the bubbler on top. Yeah, I know. Bubbler, yeah. I homebrew. I know what you're talking about.
Oh, goodness. This is the kit that I just got for Christmas. So now I'm just taking notes.
Oh, Rob,
right now
just let me know. I'll come over, man. We'll tackle that. We'll take care of that. Yeah. Well,
did you get the King of Beers kit? The Budweiser
kit?
We were going to order you the King of Beers kit.
I got the Northern Brewer beer or brew share enjoy kit. It basically it is two 5.5-6 gallon buckets. It's got the, you know, all the hoses and everything. It came with a I think it's an amber.
I knew someone was starting with an amber. I knew what's up. We were going to order you a King of Beers, like a Budweiser.
The Budweiser clone
for Christmas. I'm like, let's get this for Rob. And I'm like, he'll want to do this, and he'll probably punch me. And
now, when you guys started actually brewing for serious, not just out of boxes, did you guys set out to make a certain beer, or like, was there a style that you wanted to try first? How did
it's
that
kind of complicated. When we started, and I'll admit this apparently for posterity, I was a huge Blue Moon fan. And Jason had never had a Belgian anything in his life, so I brought some Chimay over, and we tried to make a Chimay clone.
Very poorly tried to make a Chimay
clone. Yeah.
Were you able to drink it?
Yeah.
Okay.
There was never anything we homebrewed that we wouldn't drink. There have been a couple of adventures along the way.
Porter.
I don't think that happened.
That happened?
Oh, no, and the pumpkin pillowcase filter fiasco.
That was a good beer, though. That was a good beer.
Pumpkin pillowcase. It sounds like a murder type of thing.
Egg of the Christie.
Was it called How to Kill Bed Bugs?
It was how to Make Brenda Mad.
Yeah, How to Make My Wife Mad by taking one of her pillowcases that she didn't know.
When we were kids, my family made crab apple jam, and we always filtered it with pillowcases from what I could remember when I was 25 years later.
True story.
So I'm like, this will work for sure. No bueno.
Yeah, it didn't work.
No.
Yeah, well, I went and I bought pumpkin puree from the grocery store, and we're just like
off season.
Yeah,
off season puree.
Yeah. And we're just like, let's just put it in the boil, like a bunch of losers. And then we couldn't get anything to transfer into the fermenter because it was so thick.
Oh, right. Lord.
Yeah, it wouldn't go. So Jason's like, hey, my family used to do this thing with pillowcases, and I was like, I don't want to try it, but we did. And it barely worked.
What do we do with that?
I drilled a hole through the refrigerator and all the gas leaked out.
That's right. You were exploratory.
And I got really drunk off that beer that night and went to bed.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah.
Well, at that point, I was working midnights at a lab. So we had split career paths. We reunited, though, a few years later.
Did it feel so good?
To be off nights? Yeah, that was the best part. And then the fact that Jason and I worked about this far apart for 2 years.
It really helped putting together a brewery on somebody else's dime, sitting this far apart all the time.
Now, were you drunk and hungover and he was bashing stuff again? Because I would imagine that would be a bad combination.
Backwards.
So you're the hungover one and he's bashing stuff.
Yeah, there's always some level of hangover, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh. Red wine hungover, I believe.
That was
Tuesday's
that
adventure?
That was Tuesday into Wednesday. No, Wednesday into Thursday.
Can you remember Tuesdays?
Yeah. Free drink nights?
Yeah. Well, that and dollar drink nights.
Dollar drink nights.
It was usually liquor,
unfunctional
Wednesdays.
I don't know how I ever survived drinking screwdrivers for an hour straight and then drinking bells for an hour straight.
I couldn't do it today. If that, they set that up, I couldn't. I'd die.
No.
Hard, but I was thinking about it.
We this place for 1 hour it was free drinks and it was Wells and you could get two at a time and we would literally just sit at the bar and just pound them back as if they
we had a system where you stand up there and just block everyone else out so you're right at the bar.
Do they have an ambulance there just in case?
No, but you have everyone like trying to get around you trying to order drinks, but you stay with it because you don't have to wait in line.
Well, at least there's a Coney Island across the street.
There is the Coney right across the street.
That Coney must be loved. They must be giving them the money
for the free drinks. You know how much business they get from that?
It's got to be It's got to be that hour's got to be sponsored by the Coney Island because you know in an hour you're going right across the Coney.
Oh, yeah. Well, how much vomit do they have to clean up at the end of that night?
Palms That's how they make the chili.
Oh, wow.
Bam!
Oh,
boy. It's just recycled, right?
Wow.
It's like candy corn. It was all made in 1912. It's washed and repackaged.
It's washed and repackaged.
Seriously, has anybody ever seen marketing for candy corn?
Yes, yeah. I've seen the. No, that's not the. The what do you call it? I'm referencing what I've seen. It's Louis Black, isn't it? Yes. Yeah, Louis Black.
They wash it. They wash it.
So, terrible. Gary, how did you fit into all of this?
Well, I was staring at retirement and looking for something else to do, and so these guys were. I was testing their beer for them.
Good job.
That's a good job to have.
Doing some loose marketing research with my group of friends. And,
not all heroes wear capes.
And so I kept getting requests for cases of their beer, which we couldn't provide. They couldn't provide. But still, I would take some freebies for the parties.
Take
and
is
like
the
that.
Operative word there.
Now, did they want more beer because it was sneaking. Free, or did they want beer because it was actually good?
It was actually good. That was their comment.
Wow.
Well, they would.
Well, I mean, you never know.
It wasn't they like bring some beer. Like bring this beer.
Yeah.
Now, what is this beer?
In this case, it was a summer citrus. I think.
Yeah.
One we carried forward to the brewery.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, now, is that our flagship?
Your blood orange wheat's got to be your flagship. Am I wrong?
There Absolutely. Just happens to be a growler.
I saw that. I didn't want to be.
Oh, I saw it. Oh, I saw it. I was out there snooping, but I assume that's your flagship.
Yeah, it is.
Very much so.
But we didn't pick it.
No.
I'm assuming the masses picked that.
That's the best part about the job.
Yeah. It was very clear very quickly which beer people wanted. And it's because of that beer that we've actually are the process very close to finally brewing at our offsite facility that we've been putting together for the past year.
What's the name of that facility?
It's Farmington Underground Canning and Kegging.
Neat.
LLC. But
is this your facility that you started up? Or
yeah, it was okay. it was just like there's like a little warehouse district and we were asked to stop. Yeah.
Wait. Did you catch it?
What I miss?
The acronym.
No.
Farmington Underground Canning and Kegging.
It looks great on any official form to the government.
For
unlawful
carnal knowledge.
Fornicating under consent of the
king.
Well,
I guess if we're going to continue talking about the serious business part of it.
Yes,
The parent company for the FBC and the Farmington Underground Canning and Kegging is Schlaf Hendricks International Technologies.
This is not a joke.
This is awesome.
Between a big middle finger to all the regulating bodies and the fact that we have to do all this stuff.
That's awesome.
And that's just because we're terrible people sometimes.
So is it a coincidence then that your colors are brown? As I'm looking at your clothing.
Will you have a
I'm
mascot?
I'm just an earth tone.
There you go. Yeah. Earth tone.
You should only serve sandwiches.
Ken, I would say they called you to match up wardrobes, but you always wear that hoodie. So it's your uniform.
Wait. North Center shirt. Speaking of North Center Brewing, our sponsor, located in Northville, Michigan, over on North Center Road, just south of Baseline, 8 Mile. Go check them out. Say hi to Kevin. Try their brown if their brown's there, as always. Go
the, play maple some brown. The maple brown. They probably don't even make that anymore.
No, we should probably ask them to make it. Well, I know they had it last year, I think, for the Winter Beer Fest. So maybe it'll be there this year when we show up for the Winter Beer Fest.
When is that again?
What's that? The Winter Beer Fest?
Yes.
End of February?
It's in Freeze Your Ass Off.
Freeze Your Ass Off. Ruary. So are you guys going to be at the beer fest?
We will not be at the Winter Beer Fest.
How about Ashley's Cask Hail Fest?
The one in Ann Arbor?
Is that no, Westland. Westland. Did you catch a joke because it was hailing there last year?
Oh, we were there. It was fun.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Were you guys there?
Yeah, we were there.
This is the first time I've ever done one
in a Firkin. Yeah. That was a different beer.
Yeah. Yeah. I was disappointed because the Firkin, it was a borrowed Firkin. I think it had an air leak in it, so we had flat blood orange wheat, which. Wasn't my favorite experience, but people still liked it, so I was like, all right, cool.
It's usually flatter beer. You can't get too mad at it.
Yeah.
Don't get too mad.
But now we have our own Firkin.
But now we have
our own. They were just tied up. We just keep buying them as we need them.
You got a beer engine? to hook it up to? And
oh, it's a touchy subject.
I really want a beer engine.
I'd love if you had
and
it.
And I really like paying for lights and stuff. So.
Yeah.
Now, what was the step where you decided you have to go into your own facility as opposed to you couldn't just brew it out of a garage anymore? Was it your wife literally saying this or divorce? Or
no, it's actually much more insidious than that. Jason and I had a bit of a disagreement one time right before this all happened. And then I had a piss poor day at work, called my dad and said, hey, I'm going to start a brewery. I don't care who's on, but I'm doing this. I can't do this anymore. And he's like, oh, I just had a really lousy day, too. We should do this.
And I've got a 401k.
At the time, that was what we're like, well, we're not involving banks. But so that's what we talked about.
And emphasis on the word had a 401k.
No. We never touched it. I promise. Not that he can trace. But I called Jason. Actually, I told him personally, hey, my dad and I are going to do this. We hate this. And we're in a little bit of disagreement still. If you want to be in, you're in. If not, I want to buy the recipes that we developed together from you so you don't feel like you're getting shit on. And he's like, let me talk to my wife. How'd that go?
You know, believe it or not, she was supportive.
Yeah, she was.
Yeah, probably because she was tired of us brewing in the garage.
Ruining her pillowcases.
Yes.
I mean, you already did a number on
burning
the towels.
Burning the pots.
Yeah.
Pillowcases too, right?
It's hard to make 12-year-old single malt in the basement in 1 year, but we found a way.
Yeah. So he called me and he's like, look, I feel like we've been doing this. And, you know, it's... There was always talk of a brewery. You know, we were maybe a year into homebrewing. There was, we should do this. And then we'd look at how expensive things were and be like, fuck that. And
remember Hatch Detroit?
Yes, we did. We entered it.
Oh, you guys entered them.
We entered it, and the winner that year was a vegan soul food restaurant.
How'd that work out?
That sounds kind of contradictory.
That's what I was thinking, but I said whatever.
How can you have vegan soul food without butter?
I don't know, but without pork.
I'm trying to figure out the vegetarian
you must really like
dish
collard greens.
Soul food.
Yeah, no, collard greens has pork in it.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you could just
good
soak
ones.
It.
All I know is the newest location is about 2 blocks from the house. So as soon as they open, I will be sure to find out and I will report back.
But how long ago was that? We didn't win in 2012?
Candied yams?
Yeah. And they still haven't opened with all that money?
Yeah. Oh, no. They opened their original. But
oh,
they're opening.
Open.
Yes, and they're opening a second location.
Did they know that's what they were doing?
Their second location is going to be situated on Grand River. It's about a half mile west of the corner of Grand River and Evergreen, I think.
Oh, that's not bad.
Grand River and Outer Drive.
So apparently there is a need for vegan soul
I think
food.
It's just the pigs that are vegan initially.
Well, they're
some chitlins. Robbie, I'll get some
they're
chitlins
in West
there later.
Village.
There is nothing wrong with chitlins. I'm just saying that right now.
Everything wrong with chitlins.
Yeah, I was going to say, everything is wrong with that.
My mother is from West Virginia, and we had chitlins every day until my dad told her to stop.
Holy crap, for
every Thanksgiving, I should say.
Oh, my God. I'm sorry.
My dad was like, no, it smells too bad.
Yeah. My grandma would cook that. I'd leave the house. I said, no, Mom. I'll just freeze outside. I'm not smelling this
I'm just going to walk somewhere. Walk home.
I'm okay with going outside.
Yeah.
Like,
a while.
I don't even know how to finish, like, continue after I heard vegan soul food. Is this just like...
There's a thing.
Are there dumpsters full of people just dive into them, and that's all only place people eat? Like,
Oh, my God.
I'm looking at their menu
It just mac, no cheese?
No, there's mac and cheese, but obviously it's vegan cheese.
Vegan cheese. Don't ever eat that.
I was told, I had a friend, one of my fraternity brothers on Facebook. He's like, checked in on this vegan place in Vegas, and he's like, oh, the nachos are to die for. So I just wrote,
what?
Vegan nachos? And he said, you have no idea what they can do with cashews. And I know what I can do with cashews, and that's eat cashews.
Yeah.
So I don't really want to see what it becomes with cheese because I like to eat cashews.
You know, the cashew cheese?
We actually have a vegan place like 100 yards from us that turns out killer food. Yeah, the Chive Kitchen in Farmington is
awesome. That's fine. But vegan soul food.
Sure, but like I couldn't imagine a vegan hot dog, and then I had one.
Yeah,
with actual like almond milk cheese. See? It was actually pretty damn good.
I skipped the cheese, but the hot dog was good.
Right.
Yeah.
The chili. I don't know what it was. But.
I'm a little skeptical, but you know I'm not going to knock it until I try it. Okay. So that's just
I wouldn't even know. Catfish tofu. Apparently, that's what I would probably
catfish tofu.
So I'm going to try to transition.
You never know.
I'm going to try to transition. So Farmington, are you guys from Farmington? Is Farmington the place that you guys wanted to be in? Or
it's
was
my hometown.
Yeah.
So, I'm a transplant.
He is.
Yeah.
Well, I know you said West Virginia, so I'm kind of scooting away from you.
I grew up in Redford. But
your banjos?
Yeah. So
south of 96 or north?
So West Virginia.
Oh, south. The better part. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But, hold on. Is that too? Okay.
North side.
Well,
when, why don't you just say Livonia then?
I lived in Livonia too, okay, for a while. Well, when we were looking for spots, he did most of the phone calls, but you know he called all these places, all these different cities. Hey, we want to open a brewery. I'm like, yeah, okay, whatever. And then he called the city of Farmington. He talked to the economic development guy. His name is Kevin Christensen. He's still with the city, and he practically leapt through the phone. He's like, oh my god, I want you in my city tomorrow.
Nice.
Looking at buildings. And
wow.
There we were, sure as shit, the next day, yeah, looking at buildings. You know, and I think the first building we looked at was, I think it was the one we ended up in, or no?
Yeah, we went full circle because they got bought out from under us in the middle of negotiating.
Yeah, and
the place you're at now,
got
bought out, and then you still ended up there.
Did you end up leasing it, or did you?
We ended up leasing it.
Yeah, the guy was looking. Yeah, he was looking for a tenant after he stole it from us. So we're like,
goodness.
Wow,
I guess so. But I mean, it was. I mean, you've been there. It's like this perfect spot.
No, I love it. You got the theater. I don't know if you guys have been there, but great place.
Not yet.
No. All the restaurants in a row there.
And more restaurants have come since.
Yeah.
They give us.
And you got a great theater next door. Oh, like it's shockingly fun, dude. The whole reason I know your place because I was going to see a movie there on my birthday. It's like we find a brewery there. Oh, here we are, Farmington. Yeah, right next door. Elvis and Nixon.
Okay.
Yeah, no, great movie. Have you guys watched it? It's a great movie. Kevin Spacey plays Nixon to a T.
Really?
Yeah, really good. Really good.
You don't hear of a lot of breweries getting a lot of like help from the cities as to finding a place to start.
I'd say the contrary, though, lately.
Well, lately, but, you know, we've had a lot of breweries on this show, and we've heard a lot of great stories from the municipalities and working with them, and then there's obviously the handful of, you know, maybe not so good stories, but not that I can recall someone, you know, such as you guys getting help from the guy who's in charge of community development.
Yeah,
from the start at least.
It was part of their downtown development plan to have a brewery. They wanted to have a brewery down there, and they were hoping for like a brewery restaurant. You know, they had an idea that we didn't quite fit because we didn't want to have anything to do with food.
We also had basically no budget.
Yeah,
but they didn't know that.
You guys got menus though.
Almost every other.
Yeah. Well, that was the cool part about the space that we were in. You know, like we didn't have to build it out. You know, we looked at so many places that were white boxes, and we're just like, yeah, it's going to take us $50,000 to put furniture and fixtures in here. The place that we looked at, where we ended up staying at, used to be a coffee shop that roasted their own coffee beans. So they had they had all of this like
high-end 300 amp service.
Yeah.
If you don't know how much that is, you can run a small factory.
Yeah.
No shit. Oh, wow.
Ironically, the name of the coffee shop was Meant to Be.
Oh, yeah.
I still have the big cutout letter signs.
And they went out of business.
For three years, I think.
Part of me with a Starbucks across the street on Margin, I guess.
Yeah.
Oh,
right.
Damn. Yeah. Oh, yeah, that sucks.
Yeah, but, you know, all the furniture was there, all the decor.
I still had those two chairs until like 3 weeks ago.
Those chairs were hideous.
They were hideous.
Yeah.
they were free.
So let's talk about your lineup. Do you guys have a consistent lineup? Do you guys have seasonals playing? What's, you know, when someone goes to your place, what are they going to have on tap?
They're always going to see Blood Orange Wheat, probably our 4Cs, which is a Michigan Hopped IPA. And Mount lately, Olympus. The Kolsch has just been. Oh, I had a Mount Olympus. I love the Mount Olympus.
What about your stout? Is that usually on?
It depends which stout.
Yeah.
A dry stout?
A dry stout, which is like a big hit.
Yeah, it's currently on.
We might need to make that a little more of a regular.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we try to rotate a lot of beer through. Like Jason said,
which
Blood Orange
should.
Wheat.
It's a good thing to do.
Yeah, we also want to know you can get a couple of your favorites anytime.
Yeah, we keep the staples on.
Scotch Ale is one of the staples.
Our Cameron's Wheat Heavy.
It's
delightful. We put that for our second anniversary. We had that in a bourbon barrel. It was aging.
The Wee Nip?
Ooh. Yes, the Cameron takes a Wee Nip.
Yeah.
And
great name.
Yeah,
I still have two bottles left.
Oh, I do too. It was.
trying to think if there's an acronym.
There. No.
Now I'm just like, you're all paranoid.
No, I'm not Sudoku.
You're throwing us off now. We have to think of every name you put out there.
We're not always that clever, but yeah, the Cameron's Wee Heavy is one of our favorites. Like I said, bourbon barrel aged was phenomenal. We sold that so fast. It was
nice.
How many taps do you have over there?
We started with 8, and about every 15 minutes for the first year, we added one.
So we're looking at
15.
About
we have 15.
1,700.
Yeah.
We end up with 15. That was just a size thing. We have a 10 by 10 cold room there. We, at one point, we were 3 high with kegs just to make it work.
Matt, that means they have 9,650 variants of their IPA.
Collect them all. It's like a Pokemon.
Oh, weird. I got the joke when I was referring
to. It was at a cricket tree. I got that.
Yeah.
But am I just walking through the keg room to collect them all?
There was no walking through the keg room.
No. Just climbing over.
You're climbing on kegs and you're tapping and untapping. Yeah.
God bless the staff.
That's exactly what happened.
And their rounding skills.
Yeah. We had 80 kegs in there at one point, and there was you couldn't reach the.
Imagine 80 kegs in this room, but chop off 6 feet of this room.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
In two directions.
Yeah. So when we originally went for Farmington Underground, it was just simply for storage, and then just we had such a hard time keeping, you know, 12 to 15 beers on tap. And making enough blood orange to satisfy the masses that Jason finally said, I think we need to open.
I ran the numbers.
The second facility.
This can pay for itself before we die.
Yeah.
Now, I know about a year and a half ago, there was an issue with just the supply of blood oranges. Did you guys run into that at all?
That was rough.
Yes.
Our supply was dwindling quickly.
Yeah,
we had a good hookup at Kroger.
Yeah,
where we were opening up blood orange juice.
Were you at retail?
Yeah. So,
Ooh, wow. Well, we had paying tax on it.
Yeah, we were getting a bulk deal though because we were buying. This is terrible. So it was Martinelli's blood orange juice, which we found out abruptly that they discontinued. We
single handedly took the entire supply of the country to Farmington Hills.
Yeah,
Farmington Hills to Farmington. Yeah.
Oh my goodness!
They were these little 10-ounce jugs. Mm. And we took 10 ounces.
Was it a puree or actually liquid?
It was actually liquid.
Oh, you didn't have to put it in another pillowcase.
Yeah.
No. We did it a couple times for nostalgia's sake, though. Just, you know.
Putting memories and cry.
Pillowcases!
But, yeah, it was 12 gallons, 10 ounces at a time.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, and then.
Did you have an automatic can opener?
Yeah, his name is Brad. And he brews a lot of beer for us. Yeah.
Just stray cats running every time. Can opener.
Yeah, but then when they
we
cut
recycled
off,
everything, I promise
we did. And when they cut off our supply, we were very upset because we had no idea. And finally, through some very creative phone calls, we finally were able to get the source.
I feel like we had to lie to a great number of people to get that.
Yeah, we're like,
how many lies do you have to throw out?
Wow. Yeah,
as many as it took, apparently.
A 55 gallon drum
to get the exact thing.
You got a 55 gallon drum of blood orange
concentrate. Yeah,
which actually leads me to my favorite part of the entire thing. You guys, have you ever been to a brewery? You know what the best part is? A forklift.
Yes.
It is the best thing we own. It's my favorite part of our job, and I can't help singing the praises of a 1991 whatever cat forklift.
Yeah. It is
I look for excuses to lift shit up and move it around.
Yeah. Nice.
Him when he's in your way.
Excuses to drive the forklift.
I pick him up to put stuff on the roof.
But we don't talk to OSHA about that.
Well, your insurance company, I would imagine.
Yeah, they don't know about that.
No, we already had our inspection.
Oh, they don't need to know. It's a need to know basis.
Exactly.
They don't need to know.
Yeah. So as far as they know right now, we're just telling lies again.
No. Everything's a lie.
Yeah.
So. They're not even on the show. Just those Muppets.
Tell the backstory. Tell the backstory on the blood orange.
The blood orange,
this is good.
My darling wife, we joke about her hating us a lot, but she actually does enjoy us a lot too.
And support us.
Yes, she is very supportive.
On purpose? Or
yes. Yeah. Well, this ring, as you'll find out, is a legally binding contract she has this for.
Yeah, you hear that, Matt?
It's attached to more than just a small
eyes.
Yeah.
Nice.
Wow.
So when she was turning 30, she told me, she's like, I want a beer. I'm going to make me a beer because we've been brewing for a few years then. I said, all right, what do you want? She's like, well, she was in the blood orange kick. And she's like, just put blood oranges in something. And I'm like, just like that. Just blood oranges in
pillow
something.
Pillowcase, maybe?
Yeah.
In a pillowcase.
Just beat her with it while she's sleeps.
Oh, wow. Drink beer, bitch. Code orange.
Wow.
Not code red, code orange.
What the hell? So, yeah, unfortunately, no pillowcases were harmed during the making of this beer. And she, you know, finally I came up with a recipe, blood orange wheat. And maybe 3 days after we bottled it, it was ready for her birthday, and she looks at me and she goes, so, you know that beer you made me? I was like, yeah. She goes, I can't drink any of it. And I was like, why? And she's like, I'm pregnant. And I was like,
First child.
And I was like, okay. So
more for me.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, so about drinking, right. You can kiss me, we'll be even.
Yeah. So she's had she had sips over the years, you know, but that was the only time we ever made that beer. And then for some reason, Jason said when we were putting the menu for opening, he's like, let's do it. Let's just throw it on there and see what happens. So we're like, okay. So
we scale that up, we were hunting for those 10-ounce damn containers for like 2 days.
It takes 152 10-ounce containers.
So we had a special pre-order than usually, but
every
Kroger in the Metro Farmington region, if that's the place.
Metro Farmington?
How many Krogers are there?
Six.
I don't know. Baker's dozen within 20 miles?
Yeah.
That's a lot.
They have pretty much every grocery store in the area turned into a Kroger at some point.
Yeah, because Bush's all left, right?
You get funny looks when the people around you in the checkout line when you have a hand truck and they have
two in a cans full of
they weren't even in a case, they were just free, like loose. Yeah. Like I was driving a cart of tennis balls.
Yeah, yeah. Before we actually, like, you know, Jason again was smart enough to talk to a human and say, hey, so we buy these 152 at a time. What can you do? And the guy's like, I can just get them direct from the warehouse. Don't buy them in the individual things anymore. So they came. They still were in the individual containers, but they were at least, you know, shrink-wrapped. So
yeah.
It's nice. Yeah. So, yeah, so we brewed the beer for the opening. And, yeah, a couple weeks before the grand opening, my wife says to me, hey, so pregnant again. Oh.
You got great timing over there.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah, so finally now, it's been a year and a half since she's been pregnant, so she's finally able after all these years.
You know, she calls me every time before we brew a batch. Just to make sure.
I would have thought that's Jerry's job.
So, yeah, so that's the fun story behind our most successful product.
Well, we're going to take a quick break, guys. We're going to be right back with the Better on Draft podcast. And we are back, episode 66 of the Better on Draft podcast. My name is Ken. We still have Farmington Brewing Co.
Haven't scared him yet.
Haven't.
Plus the blood orange wheat.
Here we're all joining the Navy with
their store is, I think, they're scaring us off.
So are we talking about Yahoo Finance?
No,
we're
going to let everyone else manage that. I got mine right over here.
Rob's like, nope.
So we're actually passing out the blood orange wheat. Thanks to Dan for requesting it.
It's good beer. Nope. Come on.
Thanks for J Squared for bringing it.
Oh, yeah.
And Gary.
Nice.
And Gary.
Thanks to Brent.
Yeah, thanks for bringing
requesting
it. I appreciate that. That's really good. Not to be generic, but I could have been like, bring the brown for Ken that you guys have.
But
dirt,
you didn't.
No.
Dirtbag brown.
Nope. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah. That's good, too. I like the dirtbag.
I'm going to add that one. Get out there.
Guess I'm going to have to try to get out there and try. Yeah.
That one's almost gone, too. So.
They'll only have no to pressure. Brew it again right in their facility. Oh,
if
damn.
Only they were the brewery that made it.
I know a guy. I'll put a word in for you.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, no
appreciate
worries.
That.
Now, have you already discontinued any beers? Like, is there anything that you've brewed that you're like, you know what, this is enough of this one, or, you know, it just didn't come out the way you wanted it to come out? Or
just not getting good feedback on, like,
That's tough because we brought back stuff. We're like, did we like this? Can I find my notes about it?
Yeah.
No. So we brought back a couple. One I don't think we were going to brew again was our first brown.
Yeah. We had a brown. It was funny because we were talking to another brewer, and we were good friends. We're going from 5 gallons to 155 gallons. What would you do differently? And he told us, he said, nothing. Just scale up your recipe, brew it, and see what happens. That way you have a mark to shoot at. And I'm like, okay.
Because grain's basically free and time's
limited. Yeah, I know, right?
So
we had this oatmeal stout, and we made the oatmeal stout, and it was brown instead of dark. And I was like, well, this is a really shitty oatmeal stout, but it's a really good brown.
It's a killer brown.
It was a really good brown. People enjoyed it. And for some reason, we just kind of filter that out. I don't remember.
We wanted to call it the Accidental Brown, but I didn't think it was a good marketing name.
Would you say that's your happy accident? Do you have any other happy accidents, as Bob Ross would call them, where you messed up somewhere along the line, but it turned out to not suck, so you kept it?
Make it work.
Yeah, no, the red, the malty McFly. That's right. I couldn't.
Is that like the always too malty?
The always too malty. The A2M round.
No.
I don't know. I'm happy with the name Malty McFly.
We had a naming contest, and we put it to our followers on Facebook. We're like, what do you want to name it?
And where was I?
Yeah, somebody said Malty McFly, and like he, by a vast margin, we just let people vote.
He was so happy.
Now, does it come back every now and again and kick its dad's ass?
It's like a grandfather paradox. Well, the original.
Nice.
It's its own grandpa.
Yes. The original recipe was lost to the ether.
You and your tech.
Yeah, I know. I had a computer malfunction.
Did you take a hammer to it?
Did you put on one of those iPads?
Yeah, this is before I knew of something called the cloud. And
the cloud's dangerous.
Yeah, and the recipe was lost.
Matt
and,
knows.
Yeah.
No, Matt doesn't know. Matt's seen things that happen on the cloud, so Matt refuses to join the cloud.
Oh.
Working backwards from bottles of homebrew to get a recipe is really fun.
So we...
If you can't tell, that's sarcasm, folks. If you saw the face of this man when he said that, it's the opposite of
everything we had worked years for. Poof, gone in a cloud of electrons. Yeah, that wasn't exciting.
Yeah,
well, we have hard copies of everything now.
Yes, sort of hard copy. Just a hard copy.
Hey, just so Putin can't hack it.
I don't want to
get that music ready.
Well.
Got me some delicious things Rob didn't want to open.
Barley wine.
Peer pressure right there.
That wasn't peer pressure.
I wasn't going to open it until he said he hadn't had this year's, and I haven't, so I didn't even have last year's.
Yeah, that wasn't a pressure.
We had last year's. Did we have the barley wine?
The barley wine.
Oh, no, did we have the coffee?
No, we had the coffee.
Yeah, the coffee.
The one you made me chug that tasted like apples?
Yeah.
No.
Tastes like a sour coffee. Oh, yeah, that was
The thing you said exists out there. Oh, yeah, sour coffee. No, that's not real.
Sour coffee isn't real coffee.
We slammed some purposely, or not, we didn't, like, we purposely slammed infected coffee stout from BCBS.
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought it was all right.
It was terrible. It was such thing as sour coffee.
Like putting yogurt in your cup of coffee. It doesn't sound right.
No.
It was pretty bad.
Never put yogurt in your coffee? It's got to be Greek yogurt.
That sounds like something that they would
Rob,
do
this
the
is damn
though.
Good. I wish I would have got a bottle of this. Shit.
I'll bring you one next week if you want it.
Okay.
I'll
buy it off you.
Twist his arm.
Right, I know.
Yeah, I'll buy it off you. Hell yeah.
$45.
whatever the tag. I think the 12 says tag, or the tag says $12.99. But yeah, that's actually there's another place. I'll see if they still have a bottle over in St. Clair Shores.
You know who doesn't have a bottle?
Zatuna Liquor
in Rochester Hills. They got plenty of other bottles over there.
Beat me to it
then
on that one too.
Including upcoming Hop Slam release will be obviously released over there. Go say hi to Jack and
Are
Gus.
We getting another mini keg?
I don't think they mini kegged Hop Slam this year.
What am I going to refill with the English Dark Mild?
I don't know.
Jackson, he's going to be on in January, so he might have to watch out for just a surprise attuning.
Oh.
We got wrecked, though.
You better tell me when he's coming on.
Mini keg, did that come from Zatuna?
Yes,
we
it did.
We got fucking wrecked on that.
Yeah, we...
Matt was there. Matt's inaugural show.
Draft?
Where?
At Brown Iron Brewing.
They have it there?
27 right now? And a half. Oh, they will probably by the end of next week, if not.
No.
Sooner.
Why are we not there right now?
Because
we're doing a show.
You guys don't believe Uber goes that far, but I assure you it does.
Oh, yeah, it does. Was that last week?
Did you ask if Uber stopped at 14 Mile, or was it extended to Hall Road?
Something
that might have been me last week.
I was going to say, I took an Uber from downtown Detroit all the way to Rochester Hills to Borden.
That's expensive.
My key came off my keychain at the park, and I couldn't find it. And I couldn't find my spares. So
Where was I at?
I have no idea where you were at. This was probably 6 months ago, seven months ago.
I didn't have your keys.
No, this is my car keys. Car keys fell out. So I had to got picked up and then driven all the way back to Detroit. And then I didn't have a ride back to get my car. So I had to Uber back to the park to get my car. And they were closing up the park. And cops were starting to get... towing cars and stuff there, and I'm like, oh crap. So I had gotten there just in time, but yeah, it was so weird.
The fireworks, that was, wasn't it?
It was the fireworks night there. Yep. I was there working on one of the food trucks and just couldn't find my key, and I wound up getting my car detailed. It's not in my car. So, yeah, that key is somewhere in Rochester Hills. So if you find it in Borden, send it back to me, please.
BetterOnDraft@gmail.com if you could.
Yes, I would appreciate that.
And those are expensive. I used to drive Monte Carlo, and I lost one of my cars.
I think they're like $75 for a key.
I think it was like $50 at the time.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was an expense, especially out of the blue.
So speaking of which, we haven't talked about this recently, but we are doing a scholarship for Schoolcraft, and just so happens Farmington is one of our partners.
Are you guys in
that?
Yes.
Oh, yes. Yeah,
excellent. No, I didn't know that. Awesome. Yes. No,
I believe I got an email stating that we were the first ones to officially contribute.
Might have been. I think you guys are pretty quick on it. You're just like, oh, hey, it's already there. I'm like, crap, I haven't gotten in touch with
them. That just means we're going to hit you up for more stuff.
Oh, no, we called Schoolcraft to make sure it wasn't a scam. Don't worry.
I'm glad my routing kicked it over to my voicemail. It's like Linus from Ocean's 11.
Damn VOIPs.
So we've got a $2,000 scholarship we'll be giving away later this year for a Schoolcraft student in the brewing.
Is it two students?
Three students total. $2,000.
Now, have we gone to tell them about the scholarship, or is this just still in the...
We're still in the process of collecting all the funds and getting everything on board and then going through the application process. It's really ridiculously hard to give away money.
It is.
We found that school, out, too, actually.
It's more complicated than I thought.
The students do not know yet.
Okay.
It's going to be a great thing.
Is that because we're waiting
out
to get all the money first?
That is correct.
We want to put it together. They're like, hey, we're doing this. No, now you have to wait a year.
Just return, we'll just return cans and bottles. Because they leave the trash so full here.
I'm actually excited about this. People get to go to school and learn how to brew.
Yeah, where was that when we started?
Yeah. Where was that 3 years ago or even more? Yeah.
Even more, yeah.
They're good, too. I called Schoolcraft.
They've been here. They're amazing. Yeah, I'm shocked how smart Rich was, especially.
Rich was the science guy.
Yeah.
And, like, discussing the science of beer and the chemistry and the biology of beer, mm-hmm. and you're like, oh, my God.
Yeah, when he was talking, I was like, wow.
I want to drink some more and make it feel my belly good.
That's what most people think about beer, but you need that guy.
Well, what was great about Rich is that he was, entrancing. Like, you could listen to him talk about probably one of the most boringest, like, I don't like science, but, like, just listening to him talk about, you know.
He was excited about it.
It definitely fed off to us as he was talking about it. So, yeah, Rich and Tom, I believe, was the brewer. Yep. So, once again, thank you guys for teaming up with us. We appreciate it.
Absolutely. I think you're the first people here who have been contributed since we started it.
Since we started,
you've been the first. Cool. Yeah.
The first officials.
You are right about trying to give away money, though. We actually try to be really charitable, and that is a pain in the butt sometimes.
Like, here, take my money. Well, hold on a second. Hold on. We can't take this.
We can only take so much, and it has to be in 20s non-sequential bills.
Right. That was my case with a preset code.
Only a dusting of cocaine.
Just make sure the code's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yeah.
Or password 1.
Password.
Oh, that's safe.
Oh, is it going to John Podesta? Okay, I'm sorry. No.
Sorry, I was going to make that comment too, so I'm not even mad that you...
sorry, off the rails. But Rob has some news for us.
Hey.
You did my thing there.
Now for the news with Rob.
Okay. You suck. You took my thunder.
I was waiting all night to do that.
You just dropped the ball like Golden Tate's going to do this weekend.
You know what? I was at the game on Sunday. Don't even get me started.
Nick, a.k.a. Nick Golden Tate?
Yeah.
Tate?
Really quickly, one comment before the news. I never heard Ford Field so quiet leaving the stadium.
Did you guys break the sound record?
If they didn't shit the bed, it won't be quiet.
They did not break the sound
that
record.
They don't shit Jones
the
bed.
I'm going to say, I've heard it quieter than that. That was the Million Millen March.
The Millen Man March.
That's what it was. I sold my ticket. Well, that my actually my know dad how you sold.
I was at that game.
You beat Houston or Tennessee.
That's what I've been saying
actually,
all day.
You want to avoid the fiasco last week? Beat Houston.
Actually,
beat
false. Because if they would have beat Houston or Tennessee, they still would have lost the tiebreaker to Green Bay. They would have to beat Green
Bay
or win
a game up.
No, because they would have both ended 10-6, and Green Bay would have.
So if they would have won both, which they should have.
Or Chicago.
Oh yeah. Let's beat Chicago.
Yeah.
Again. You want, yeah. I forgot about that game. You want to go into that?
Anyways,
Jason, what do you think of the Detroit Lions?
And the two games that you just talked about, the Tennessee and the Houston game, the same ref is going to be refereeing the game in Seattle. So it's almost like it's going to be like 17-11.
What does Jason think about the Lions?
He doesn't watch.
He's
sports.
A West Virginian.
Tom Savage or what's his name? The six
Brock,
seven,
Brock Osweiler. Brock, yeah.
Yeah.
Tom Savage.
Brock no, Brock Osweiler.
Everyone
Osweiler
loses in that
Cook.
Game. Everyone yeah. loses yeah. in Oakland and Houston.
All right, enough of this football crap.
Take the under.
Yeah.
Enough of this football crap. Rob, what's in the news? I'm a little resentful towards football right now.
Take the under.
We're starting. Game. We're starting with a little bit of bracket predictions going on because Ashley's
it's not March yet. What are you talking about?
Because it doesn't have
it's
to be
for
March for it doesn't need to be March for Ashley's to start doing their brewery throwdown this year.
Oh, I forgot about
as
that.
As they have already started, and this year they've done things a little bit different because now they're doing. Where it is not all Michigan breweries, which from the list, I believe there's only one. So
Michigan Brewery?
Yes. So what? This past Wednesday, they kicked things off with the first match in round one. So I'll just go through what the matchups are for the first round. So first round this past Wednesday was Alaskan versus Boulevard. Coming up next Wednesday will be Deschutes versus Lagunitas. After that will be Epic versus New Belgium. And then the last one, Ballast Point versus Green Flash.
Wow.
So I guess I'll give you the one that's already over because it's kind of hard to predict who's going to win when, you know, you pick somebody who's already out. So from Alaskan and Boulevard, Alaskan won that matchup.
Not
so they're
shocked.
Moving on to second round.
But why are they – hold on. Why are they shutting out Michigan on this? It wasn't
– Maybe they'll do
Rochester
a Michigan thing afterwards. Maybe they'll
the
do a national and then a Michigan
year?
One.
No, because they only do one throwdown. A year, so
but last year wasn't it like round. Michigan or wasn't it Rochester Mills versus?
I think it was Rochester Ooh, Mills versus Roke at the end,
something like that. Why are these beers not in there?
They, I don't know. They just decided to do it without. I mean, basically, other than New Belgium. I mean,
go ahead. I'm going to go ahead and guess. I'm going to go ahead and guess that they're going to do a Michigan one later in the year. Maybe
I hope
do
a so. Wow, that's kind of shitty.
Maybe. So with the remaining matchups, Deschutes versus Lagunitas.
Deschutes.
Not
one. Now,
if Lagunitas was doing
the full
their
line
Imperial
the full
Red,
line,
I would agree
or is
with
it
you.
Just like the flagship versus the flagship? Is this the full line versus the full line?
Basically, the way it works is that, you know, one shows up, they both show up with five beers each, and they just go off the sales to see, you know, who sold the most right. beer.
Well, I'm going to say that.
And it's that one night.
I'm going to say out of all that, Fresh Squeeze is my favorite, so I'm going to go with Deschutes.
You say Deschutes. Damn.
As much as I love Lagunitas, they still killed off Imperial Red. Can't get that anymore. 2 years later, yeah. As Dutch as I love them.
Is Dutch?
Them. They are Dutch. They own them.
All right, what else?
I think you know them.
We got Jason,
go,
Gary.
Go around the room.
Deschutes or Lagunitas?
This is a terrible throwdown. Why do I want to talk about random fucking breweries? Like
Lagunitas all
yeah,
the way.
Partial to Lagunitas myself.
Nick Fortunos.
Yeah. Deschutes.
Yeah. Ken?
Ken's
Lagunitas
busy.
For
Ken's on,
that's a
Ken's on,
democracy.
Ken's on Tinder right now.
Lagunitas.
Oh, he's on Grindr right now. Ken, get off Grindr. Stop messaging Bone Crusher and.
Oh gosh!
All right, Epic.
What the hell is that?
Epic versus New Belgium.
This is Grindr message.
Epic, just because I don't like Belgian beers.
New Belgium because they were on our show.
Oh, that's right. They were the Beer Rangers.
We had Asher here.
We had Beer Rangers here, and we were lifting weights and
that's right,
getting more dates.
Nick.
Epic versus New Belgium.
Go Epic.
Epic or New Belgium, Jason, number one.
Say New Belgium.
Epic. Same.
No. Gary.
New Belgium.
All right,
oh, New
Belgium.
Belgium.
I guess I'm
New
picking losers tonight.
That's New Belgium. Ballast Point versus Green Flash.
The billion-dollar brewery.
Green Flash, just to be different.
Is that mint Victory at Sea? Peppermint?
Victory at Sea.
Victory at Sea.
Hopefully not the Watermelon Dorado.
Watermelon Dorado.
That was fucking terrible.
No, Habanero Sculpin's amazing.
Yes.
Don't bitch about that.
Jason, tell us what you think about Habanero Sculpin.
I just don't do the spice as well as I used to.
I just don't want it in my beer. I went and had Indian food today. I love it. I just don't want it in my food.
I guess it depends. You don't want it in your beer. That's fine.
I don't want mint in my liquids either, so.
Dude,
Chase number one.
That's a great beer.
So that
Ballast Point or Green Flash? Do you even know what Green Flash makes?
No, actually, don't they make an energy drink? I swear.
Five-hour energy. Yeah.
Five-hour energy. And you're a brewer.
Yes.
You think they make an energy drink. We didn't say Monster versus Red Bull.
No, there is in the Caribbean, there's actually, I believe it's Green Flash is a
Green energy Flash drink. Energy drink.
Yep.
There really is one. Right. It sounds like a scam.
It looks like it's made by Sobe.
Oh, goodness.
There's probably,
all right.
Nick, Green Flash v. Ballast Point.
It's going to be Ballast.
Chase number two.
How could it not be Ballast Point?
That's
yeah. Is it Jerry or is it Gary?
Gary with the G.
Okay. I feel like I'm Parks and Rec where I just keep calling Jerry you Larry, Gary, Jerry, and Ferry.
J is silent.
Yeah. Harry.
Harry.
Can I just call him Harry?
So is the R in my name.
Oh, goodness. All right, so semifinal, Alaskan versus Lagunitas.
Alaskan.
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 I have to say Alaskan.
Pulling for the boys from California here.
All right. I'm going for
is that Alaskan?
Yep.
Are they from California?
Did you know Alaska's in a different time zone? Because I did not.
Yeah, Alaskan
See?
Time zone.
Well, see,
you know what's
either.
Awesome? Yeah. In Canada, too, I hear. If you cut Alaska in half, Texas would then be the third biggest state
yep.
in the country.
Nice.
Still.
Yeah, geography for you guys.
Put the trivia right. pursuit card back. In the
All right, so it sounds like Alaska.
So Alaska
took the
by default. So then New Belgium versus Ballast Point.
Ballast Point, just said I don't like New Belgium.
It's a good battle.
I don't like Belgian beers, so no New Belgium. So Ballast Point.
Wait, New Belgium and Belgian beers.
It just makes me feel bad about them.
I'm like, what?
Seriously? That's actually a tough one.
Waffles were invented in Belgium.
New Belgium.
I don't really eat waffles either, especially blue ones.
Oh, my God.
What?
Time out.
Matt they went down a terrible off. Path in a hurry.
I'm going to go Ballast Point.
Ballast Point.
Yeah,
we're going to go New Belgium.
New Belgium, yeah.
We're going Ballast Point. That's
3-3.
Too good.
It's not what we want to win. It's who's
going to
win, right?
Who's going to win?
Yes. Yeah.
No, it's who we want to win. It's who we want to win.
Oh, someone's mic got turned off.
He's back on.
So Ballast Point and who else for the final?
Alaskan.
So Ballast Point Alaskan. Versus Alaskan.
I got my AK. Alaskan
guys, yeah, turn
so
his mic
are we
again,
playing?
Please.
Are we playing Hold'em? He's got his
Anna Kournikova.
You're gonna lose right. my twos.
You got your ace king off.
You lose my twos with flop quads.
I'm gonna go with New Belgium.
No, they're not in the. They're not in it.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, is it?
He is well
aware.
Don't like
so he doesn't want neither to win another.
Party. He's going savage over
there. I'm voting third party in the finals.
He is well aware.
Gosh.
No, I'll vote Alaskan.
Ken Gary Johnson.
I would like
Ken Bone.
Ken Bone.
Enter the Bone Zone.
I'd like to see Alaskan win, but it's going to be a Ballast Point.
Same. It's Ballast Point. Yeah. You see Sculpt on every shelf in every store I ever walk into.
Yeah.
Watermelon.
I'll go with Alaska.
Sculpin.
Watermelon Dorado.
Oh, Dorado.
Alaska.
Yeah, I go with fucking a Ballast Point.
Ballast
Hell yeah.
Point.
Matt.
Yeah, so there's
it's always going to be Alaskan on me, man.
Yeah.
And Jason?
I like Alaskan. I really do.
Oh,
yeah.
So there was no Michigan breweries in there.
Yeah. It's kind of disappointing.
That's stupid.
For Ashley's being like the Michigan craft beer bar, I would have imagined, you know, it's kind of poor taste.
I think that's more Hopcat.
I think
now.
We just ran kegs out there today, actually.
Oh, take them
Hopcat.
Back.
We went to Hopcat. Hopcat Ann Arbor. Yeah.
Okay, you can keep
now,
them.
Do
there.
You guys have a sales staff, or do you guys just like call these
oh,
no,
that's
bars?
That's us.
We're the sales staff. Yeah.
Between, we've had three surgeries in 2016, one each.
For yeah.
Each. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. I had two in 2016.
How many staff members do you guys have at Farmington?
Yeah, six.
Six?
Yeah.
Does that include you three?
No.
Not anymore. So, yeah, the...
part of the reason why Winterfest is so hard. Six people that we trust.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah, plus driving out there, hotels, the whole nine.
You don't trust that old lady from the Lions Club that just pours your beer all day?
I think she roofied me once.
She probably did. Hey,
don't threaten her with a good time.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah. I get about as saucy as anybody else there is those Lions Club got girls. Yeah.
So, Rob, the news.
Yeah. As, you know, Matt's dropping another can.
Good thing it's empty.
Back to normal. There was an opinion piece that I saw on porchdrinking.com.
Oh, that's awesome.
What's
website.
My favorite
what?
Website?
Isn't it pouchdrinking.com?
Porch.
drinking.
Porchdrinking.com from Mike Zoller. He was talking about his New Year's resolution for 2017, which he will forever swear off cellaring beer. Mentioned that.
Take some advice.
Yeah. Well, you know, I kind of went through this and, you know, he mentioned, you know, buying some rare bottles from some Chicago brewery and didn't bother to drink them.
This Chicago brewery?
No. No, it was a Jester King.
As I pour this into my cup?
I think it was Jester King or something like that.
Yes, it is.
But basically, he said he didn't drink them for until 18 months later. And when he drank them, they were just terrible.
Shit,
he didn't like them. So, you know, he thought, you know, putting them away would improve on the taste or change the profile. And, you know, well, it did. It just obviously didn't work out to in the favor that he wanted. One of the things that he pointed in here, he said, a brewer is much more knowledgeable about creating beer than me. What they produce in the bottle is their interpretation on the finished product they want their customers to enjoy. By aging and cellaring the beer, you've changed the product and the vision the brewer had. And while many people gravitate toward aging big barrel-aged gems or wild sours to allow the beer to mature and come into its own, the truth is that those beers are ready when the brewer decided to release that beer. Now, I know, obviously, for most of you, you know, you guys don't really cellar anything on purpose. It just, you know, if something's been cellared.
I just haven't gotten a chance to drink it yet.
And, I mean, as far as, and another thing that he mentioned as far as variants are concerned, he could go to a bar or somebody else who's cellaring this stuff, and then he can try it there. I guess for everybody, do you agree with what he says about, you know, just don't sell it,
100%.
Drink it when you got it.
Beer is a commodity.
I guess it's just a matter of opinion, you know? I mean, yeah.
Beer is a commodity. Why are you waiting years to drink this? Why am I waiting years to drink this?
I'll admit, I have a couple at my parents' house that I have sitting.
You've gave me quite a few bottles of beer hang.
Yeah. I know. But I got a bottle.
Different story.
Yeah, I know. I got a bottle of Big Bad Baptist from last year sitting. We'll see. See what happens. Because I've never tried it before. I don't know what to expect.
So, a good beer.
But I do. It is. But I do agree that, you know, you're making it. Try it now. Why waste? Why you know, hold off in, you know, in doing so?
I'm going to put it this way. Do you think all the Gaelics in, like, the 400s new to age Irish whiskey for 35 to 45 years.
Were they making whiskey back then?
I'm sure.
I mean, I don't know the history.
Maybe I went too far back.
That's a different history.
It's still fermented alcohol. So did the Macmillan family know to age it for 35 years, or the Johnny Walker family know to do that? They didn't. They just probably.
The Vikings weren't barrel aging beer. They were open fermenting it.
I mean, if the Macmillan family knew that they could make $600,000 on a bottle of whiskey, hell yeah, they would.
But I guess the thought is like, or did they just have too much, and then that's how they accidentally discovered aging it for so many years is good.
I mean, Jason, Gary, what are your thoughts?
Well, it all depends.
You guys are actually brewing it. What do you guys?
Well, it all depends on what the product is. If you drink an IPA, if you like an IPA, you want to drink it young. You don't want to sit there and cellar it.
Yep. You can buy a double IPA and drink it, or you can age for 3 years and get a barley wine.
Exactly. Yeah. And if you have a barley wine, you want to age it. You want to let it mellow a little bit.
Sorry, I'm drinking your barley wine.
And, I mean, I guess that's one of the things is that another thing he pointed in here was that if it says it on the label to age it and age it until X, then great. But yeah,
I just say release it at X. Who's got the patience?
That is true too.
You have to also look at the cellar conditions too. You know, they may not may have.
I keep mine next to my aquarium in direct sunlight.
I just think you know,
see a clownfish like swimming around in his beta.
Just put him in there with the rocks.
He's pissed at what I do.
Finding me.
To be fair, like you know, people age cigar. They age a lot of things they want to hold on to. Like just it's the thought of like. This is important to me, so I want to crack this when it's, you know, when I have my first kid. Or no, they want like for somebody who actually gives a shit, unlike me. This BCBS could be something that they've looked forward to, and they finally got a bottle of it, and they don't want to just crack it today. They want to crack it on that special occasion, their wedding. when they have a kid, you know,
their
when
funeral.
Their kid graduate. Yeah, their funeral. Funeral.
The one, way I see it, you're right, looking forward to it, but it's beer. It's not whiskey. It's not champagne. It's not wine that ages. It's fucking beer. You're drinking yeast shit.
That's kind of that kind of is a special occasion.
And I'm right.
I got a BCBS barley wine for $12. That's a special occasion.
Double. It's
double. That might be a special occasion that I better drink this tonight on a fucking
Friday
night.
And that was on release day. He got it how many weeks after release day?
That's not about a month and a half. The same as a fucking as a bourbon.
So it's already been. It's been aged for him. So he should pay extra.
I've drank half his bottle of that damn bottle.
I'm all right.
Not really. I've had a sip and a half.
All right. Another one that's just real quick before we go to break. Fruity Pilsner is going to be heading in the direction of some lips.
Fruity Pilsner.
Wait for it.
This is my post.
As Danish brewery Meat Killer is teaming up with the greatest hit maker of the 1980s, Rick Astley.
You know, the fucking Scandinavians need to go fuck themselves.
Apparently, he loves to drink beer, and he
tell
wants
us how
to,
you really feel.
He
man.
Wants to have a beer named. He
like
wants to
Icelandic
sell a beer.
People, hold on. I don't hate all Scandinavians.
Is it called We're No Strangers to Love Pilsner?
Well, that's the thing. He is currently seeking a fitting name to his new ale.
If it's not so, Nick, we'll make that.
Never gonna give you IPA.
Don't give away our ideas now. Come on, this is off.
Dude, this article even has his upcoming tour dates.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he's just
rickrolling the world by taking
while giving out his tour dates to buy tickets.
Dude, released his 8th studio album. Of course he's on tour.
Are you shitting me?
Dude, his new album just came out like 2 months ago. Went number one in the UK.
Nick, we can put out eight albums.
Yeah,
next
there you go.
Week.
So, yeah,
do they know that's what happened?
In the
yes.
UK.
Is this like a Hasselhoffian thing?
Dude is 50.
Is this National Recording Artists, whatever? Because that's what you say when no one knows who they are.
Yeah.
National Recording Artists.
Rick Astley.
That would be international. But hold on. I read a thing about Rick Astley that he has made so much money from rickrolling.
Oh, hell yeah.
That he is like Prince, almost.
Oh, I'm sure he is.
I don't know about Prince.
I'm sure he is.
All right, we're going to take a quick break before we come back with five questions with Matt Bush, Better on Draft Podcast. We are back with the Better on Draft Podcast, episode number 66. As always, with segment number 3, we have Matt Bush.
Uh-oh.
Matt Bush, what's going on?
Matt Bush, 5.
Show's already jumped the shark. What do we have going on now?
Yeah, we should have even gone on air tonight.
Should have even gone on air.
You know, you have a 10-minute break for this, and you still can never play the music.
The music's in the background. You just can't hear it.
No, I can't.
I can hear it.
Turn it up a little.
It's a lot of work.
Is that Toto?
No.
I hear the drums.
I do miss the rainstorm.
Tonight.
He's only whispers.
All right, I do miss the rainstorm in Africa.
Oh.
Man, I said that one day and somebody said, dude, you've never been to Africa. I'm like, dude, do you know Toto?
Somebody got mad at you for being like, oh, a black guy talking about Africa. You've never been there. Like,
I'm like, you damn right I've been there.
Do you not know the song? Like, seriously?
I only know one person at this table who's been to Africa.
Did you tell them that there's no place like home, Rob?
I saw that yelling with the reins in Africa.
That's racist.
I was...
That was supposed to be a Wizard of Oz reference.
Gosh.
Okay, poor time.
Gotcha.
All right. So five questions. Here we go.
Five questions with Matt Bush.
We always start with geography.
Yep.
In 19...
Africa.
South Africa.
North Africa? All right. So, in 1976, the NFL expanded. Oh, wow. Oh, we're doing NFL playoff trivia, by the way.
Oh, fun.
Goodness.
You excited?
There were
get everyone wrong. Every one of them wrong.
There were two teams in the 1976 NFL expansion. One was the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. The other one was
this
playoff team.
Playoff team.
Oh, 76.
Current. I'm assuming this is a current.
Current. So it's not Green Bay. It's not Detroit.
An AFC team. I'm honestly the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Steelers have been in the NFL since 1933.
It wasn't an AFC team.
I believe Rob because he is the Steelers fan.
I'll give Dan.
I know the answer. The Ravens.
No, hold on. Because that would make them the Cleveland Browns.
And the Ravens are not in the playoffs.
And they're not in the playoffs. They got eliminated by Pittsburgh a couple of weeks ago.
See, my first thought was the Oilers.
Atlanta Falcons, maybe?
The Houston Oilers then would be the Tennessee Titans. They're not in the playoffs.
And like, I know you guys are speaking English, but I'm not sure what you're saying.
Like, I recognize these are cities.
What
are
we states? Cities and words.
Hold on. What are the AFC teams that are in? We have New England.
Yep.
It's not them.
We have Houston.
It's not them.
Kansas City.
Not them.
Oakland.
The Raiders.
It could be.
Who are the other two fucking AFC teams?
Miami Dolphins. I know it's not Miami because they had the perfect season in 72.
Then who is the sixth?
I have no idea.
Shit.
Let me just look up the playoff
teams.
No, wait.
Pittsburgh.
I can look up the playoff teams.
No, because you're saying they made the playoffs that year.
No.
This year.
They're in the playoffs.
So they're in the... Okay, hold on.
Okay, so the two teams in the 1976 expansion of the NFL were the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and this playoff team.
Seattle.
Okay. I'm going to go with Rob.
Go with Rob.
Everybody else, there's no way.
It was Seattle because Seattle was, remember, until about 2000, they were an AFC team. Recall? No? Okay.
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 All right.
Because once you said it were playoffs this year, then it was just process elimination. So.
Well, that's us eliminating AFC teams. Good shit.
There you go.
Rock on.
All right.
One for one.
The Detroit Lions originally called another city home.
Portsmouth.
Okay, I hate you guys.
Why would you ask a Lions question?
You should have went with Pistons used to be? Was that Fort Wayne? You should have went with that.
All right, well, then you know what?
It's not NFL trivia.
I know, I get it, but like...
Then let's go ahead and...
All right, here we go.
Put your face on. All
right, now this is for everybody.
It smells so bad.
Oh,
so,
gosh.
While you guys are trying the beer...
About this.
While you guys are trying the beer, so question number three is always guess that beer. We have two collective questions between all of us, and we only get to ask two questions total, to allow us to break down as much as we can to guess whether the beer is American, foreign, if it...
You know, I'm going to be generous, because I'm a generous guy, and give you three questions tonight.
You're going to give us three questions tonight.
Oh, my goodness. What?
Okay.
That's probably scarier, isn't it?
It's a beer that you find in the single section of your local party store.
So it's not going to be like, you know, Perrin Gold.
Or Yingling.
Or Yingling, yeah.
I almost feel like I know what it is.
Oh no! If it was for a local, I'd
so what? What do you think?
His nose would be bleeding right now.
It really tastes like Colt 45.
How many guesses do we get?
We get one guess.
Do you want to trade one question?
But we have three questions that we get to ask collectively.
So all right. I mean, I could give you two questions and two guesses, or would you rather have three questions?
Three questions and one guess.
Yeah.
Okay.
We say it to the team as we're saying it to you.
Correct.
Yeah.
So you guys have
so we're able. So you already think it's Colt 45.
I just want to know if it works every time.
I want to know if Billy D signed something in this office here was involved with this beer.
I want to get some tasting notes from the brewers. What does this taste like in your face hole?
What a way to treat our guests.
You got a different nose.
Your nouns are so colorful.
What is your AATMF on this?
This is a beer I thought about too when I was playing Star Wars Battlefronts. And when you
great
get
game,
killed,
by the way.
When you get killed by Billy Dee Williams and AKA Lando Calrissian, it just shows a picture of Billy Dee Williams smiling at you. It's like, well.
Rob, what do you think? What does it taste like to you?
It tastes like going over to a friend's house and using a shower and you have the soap, but they don't have washcloths, so you know that they actually use the soap to wash their feet with.
Oh.
You really think the feet's the worst part? Do they wash their feet?
Who uses a washcloth on their feet in the shower? I want
to
meet these people.
I was trying to keep it a little bit more PG.
Jason, number two, what does it taste like to you?
I actually kind of like it.
Jerry?
It's good.
Gary.
Gary.
I'm going to get it right. Again.
The J is silent.
Come on.
J-G-A-R.
Right. Come on. Mr. Gergis.
Exactly changes the heat up, though. Knowing that you left the room with these cups to go take a leak.
Tastes like ball sweat.
Two separate times. I wash my hands in between taking a leak
and filling the cups.
Tastes like
cut it with water so it got cold.
After losing on Sunday.
Wow, Nick's bitter.
Mr. Hendricks.
I've never tasted anything like it.
Mr. Hendricks, what do you think?
Well, it definitely. I keep going back to the malt liquor reference because it definitely feels malt liquorish to me.
Malt licorice. That's
a new drink. Write that down.
New beer.
Yeah.
New beer.
Well,
yeah.
There's a new product. Twizzlers presents.
It tastes mostly like fermented sugar.
For kids.
There's not a lot.
There's not a lot of malty.
There's not a lot of flavor in general, and the nose actually smells like a skunked beer. Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, we've got three questions, so why don't we just throw one out there just for it to be a malt liquor.
Is this a malt liquor?
This is not a malt liquor.
Wow.
All right, so there goes Colt 45.
Yeah. Eight ball.
This is why I gave you an extra question, Rob.
Ken is always the master of the question. I don't ask the question.
I don't know. That knocked out a lot of people's thoughts, yeah. So I think that was a good question.
You know, the single section's not always the junk either.
Yeah, but are you tasting what you're tasting right now? Like,
not disagreeing. Red herring in the, you know, who knows?
I'll be honest, this is not an expensive beer.
Should we?
It never is.
Should we ask and see if there's like a word in the title, like ice?
Or light.
Ice, light.
Ice. Or light. So if it's not a malt liquor.
And we need to be careful with the light because... You know, last time I know while it was still technically we should have gotten that one.
It was not in the spirit of the question.
Understand, but you know when we last asked this for five letters. If we just go with light, and you pretty much just have to count every single homophone that it works to.
Every homophone?
It's homophone.
Homo what?
Homophone.
Homogenous.
Homogenous. What kind of navy is this?
It's a bigger navy, okay?
Let's not get it.
Let's.
I think maybe we should try to break it down to see if there is any form of like spelling, like if it's a four letter word or a three letter word in the beer,
like in the title. Like
that's really not going to help with the dictionary. Four letter word. That's a long way.
Four letter can be light. We can say five letter word, and that's anything that's bush. L-I-G-H-T, so any light beer, that's light that.
I'm going to go ahead and just be a friend here and say that's the wrong tree to be barking near.
Oh, my God. I was going to say that, too.
And we're pretty sure it's not, you know, Labatt Max.
What about ice?
Can we ask how many words are in the name?
That's a valid question, actually.
You know, because, like, you know.
Yeah, but if it's one, we're really in trouble.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it eliminates a lot of things.
Natty Ice.
Like Pabst Blue Ribbon.
Yeah.
And
Bud Light.
Because I'm almost feeling the highlight.
Miller Light
here.
Yeah.
Keystone Ice.
All right, let's
Keystone
do it.
Ice.
Keystone.
Well, let's be specific. How many words on the title? Not is it more than one word?
Well, it has to be a yes or no question.
It has to be close-ended, so that is a legit question.
Okay.
There are... two words in the title of this beer.
Two words.
Two words.
You got one more question.
Does that include the title name of the company, or is that just the beer name? This is not
like
a question.
Product.
This is a clarification.
That's a clarification.
I can't answer that question in good faith.
Oh.
There are only two words on this bottle.
Okay, that's a good...
Don't drink.
Whoa. No.
Don't
drink. Oh, interesting.
Don't drink.
That probably has more information
too
there,
late.
I think.
So it's two words.
Two words.
Miller
sounds
High
like.
I know.
See, that's where my brain went.
Does it really look? But it doesn't look like a High Life. You should be able to see.
It doesn't taste like a High Life.
No,
either.
No.
Why I am.
But the way it's keeping its bubbles.
Yeah. You're welcome.
I mean, it's like that one beer from.
It gives good head, is what you're telling me.
Oh no, I'm saying it's pretty much just that, like that one beer name we talked about last week, Sex in a Canoe.
This is not close to water.
So if he's sticking with the NFL playoffs, and
this has nothing to do with the NFL playoffs.
It doesn't.
I'm about to say usually his theme doesn't have anything. The beer doesn't have anything.
But
to
say
to do with
I was
going to
suggest
theme.
What if it's Bud Light with their crazy fucking can campaign?
Then he's got the
really
gold can.
Over? Hold on, does this really taste like
America
Bud Light to anybody?
Yeah,
no.
I'm thinking Bud Ice.
Bud Ice.
Oh.
I mean,
no, it does have a little bit.
Bud Dry,
feel
it's
to
Bud
it.
Dry. For
is
sure.
That? Is,
oh,
is that?
He found one of those.
But isn't that considered a malt liquor?
Bud dry, Ice, no, it's no. An ice.
Dude,
ice
to drink that for a dollar.
Right, okay.
No.
All right.
Yeah, I don't think Bud Ice is classified as a malt liquor.
So you think asking the actual price of the bottle is going to help us or hurt us? Not really a good question.
That's a good idea. I like that.
Is it sold in six packs?
No. Not our question.
One question we would use is it sold in a 40?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say, what's the mm-hmm. size, the general size it shows up in, man? I don't know.
I would either go with the 40 question or something. We'll see if we can find another word that's in
there. Well, I mean, at that point, then we could ask. I think it'd be, like, I really think it's Bud Ice.
Bud Ice?
You don't think so? You want to trade it for two guesses?
Don't use the 40 question because Bud Ice comes in a 40. Does it come in a 24?
Yeah, that's why I was so confused last week because I was stuck on 24-ounce cans.
Yeah.
I'm so happy to say I never tried Bud Ice.
I've had a lot of Bud Ice. It was
apparently,
in the 90s.
I drank Schlitz Ice apparently against my will last week. So
you did
Schlitz Bowl Ice.
I swore you had it.
I was there.
You were so damn close. I know.
It's like a fucking in the canoe. It's close to water.
I think we should ask if it's brewed in America.
I was gonna wonder about if we were gonna do that question.
Brewed in America.
Is that going to put us closer, though, to figuring it out? I drank all of mine.
as usual.
That's way too much beer for you to still have. You should take a legitimate sip of this.
I've taken part. You have not taken part. Hold on. I'm terrified to hover.
Ken, will you taste that and tell us what it tastes like?
Okay, hold on.
You're like Rob with Four Loko right now.
By the way,
minus the nosebleed
and the $10 he still owes me.
There you go.
Pour this deliciousness into my cup.
Just bringing that up.
Text me next week. So I don't remember, dude. I got 100 things going. I got 45 questions. I don't think about it.
I know. You already spent money on a ring, so, I don't know where that $10 is going to show up.
I don't know what you guys are bitching about. It's actually pretty good.
All right. Come on, guys. Let's think of another question. You have one more.
Oh, for goodness sake.
Is it a paper label or a print-on?
actually, not a bad line of questioning.
Which itself is informative.
Is it a clear bottle, a green bottle, or an amber bottle?
Also not a bad line of questioning.
Damn it.
What color is the bottle?
Yeah.
Is that the real question?
Can we do worse?
Is it Corona Light? Oh. We've had that.
And that's kind of the scary thing is that I think we've kind of done a double once before. It wasn't really a double. It was because in the 20s that we had the Natty Daddies.
It got called out within 5 seconds, I think the second time.
Yeah.
It was the first time I got called out on it.
All right, what color is the bottle?
Let's do it.
The bottle is brown. Brown. The bottle is brown.
No, that's 90% of beer.
Yeah.
But it knocks off quite a few.
Beers then are...
It could be a Labatt, though.
Singles
could be a PBR.
Brown. No, PBR.
No, it's got like two words.
Two words. It's not Labatt Blue. So it's not Labatt Blue Light.
What did Mad Dog come in?
I can.
Clear plastic bottle with a screw top. Hold on. So brown bottle out of the fucking single cooler.
Brown bottle, single cooler, two words. What was our first question?
Max, Labatt Ice.
First question was what, Ken?
First question was, is it a malt liquor?
No.
And the answer was no.
Malt liquor in a brown bottle out of the single section with two words.
And for some, I got a weird-ass guess, but it just, I don't think it's right.
What do you think it is?
What is it?
I don't know. I'm like going back to my old school days and just thinking about Honey Brown.
It looks, I think it's too light to be.
Light, yeah.
I know. That's the thing, though, is I think it's too light.
By the way, Ellison, I tweeted you earlier this week. This you can get with that juice is probably one of the best beers I've ever had.
It's awesome.
And you're at Galaxy DHT or
DOOTY.
Elemental P.
Ellison, I tweeted you that you guys make great beer, and God, this is amazing. Thank you, Ellison, for making my week.
I don't know. I got nothing.
This is starting to piss me off. Brown bottle,
I've got
two words.
Nothing.
Hold on. Brown bottle, two words. Single cooler.
Suck it, Trebek.
Suck it, Trebek.
I got nothing.
I'm running through what's in the single cooler.
I've got,
brown bottle,
I've
two
got
words.
Absolutely nothing.
We got a stumper. Yeah.
I don't even have a guess.
What's the track record?
What is it?
About 50-50.
We pulled out some bullshit. Believe me, we pulled out some.
Yeah, we had a really good streak of good.
Makes Matt want to shoot himself.
So I don't have to really think when I go to the single scroller. Just give me a guess.
Brown bottle, two words. Which means it could be a pint. Hold on, it could be a pint.
Oh.
What's that new Guinness
No, it's not that. Brewed in North America.
The Guinness Blonde?
Okay. No, we don't know this is North America.
Yeah, you haven't, we haven't.
Well, yeah, we didn't. Have, we never asked that question.
He just gave it to us.
Give me.
I tricked it out of him.
Well, North America, Canada, and Mexico.
I'm out.
It tastes delicious, but I have no idea what this is.
Gotta get one guess in there. Anyone?
Yeah, just.
All right. Okay. This is my last. This is my last gimme. This is the most expensive beer in the typical singles door.
I have no fucking clue. I'm usually towards a dollar five.
I'm leaning on Molson Ice.
Or Molson Canadian, even.
No, I like Molson Canadian.
It says North American, but not necessarily American.
Some Canucks with their...
I'm doing with Molson. That's no one else.
Do they do Molson X here now? I know they
Molson
used to not.
Molson Triple X?
That's four words.
Yeah.
That's three words.
Doesn't have a long deck.
I've gotten each X.
Yeah, I've got nothing.
Yeah.
Corona Familia.
Gary, you were the closest.
You said Corona before.
You did.
I did.
Yeah.
I just said Corona Light.
I don't even know what that is.
I know. I don't either. Idea.
That's in every cooler you'll ever
see.
It
looks like a good Molotov cocktail bottle.
Right?
Damn. All right. Question four.
Question number four. Since their championship in 1957, the Lions have made how many playoff appearances? Now, this is a multiple choice. Have they made 10, 12, 15, or 17 playoff appearances?
Playoff appearances.
Since they made six in the 90s.
Since 1957, they've made 10, 12, 15.
We're talking since 93?
No, since 57.
They made six in the 90s. They made three 15, in this decade 17. Group.
10, 12, 15,
They've made two with Caldwell alone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they made three. 2011, 14, and 16.
With Caldwell?
No, 11 was
one with Schwartz.
With,
yeah. Yeah. I'm going with 12.
I'm feeling 12.
I think 12.
Are we counting
What are the numbers again?
10, 12, 15,
Since
17.
1957, the Lions have made how many playoff appearances?
Through tomorrow, right?
10? Yeah, well, obviously,
okay.
Yes.
I just
10,
sure.
12, 15, or 17?
I'm trying to think of the banner. They have the banners at Ford Field.
53?
Wait, hold on.
They're right across from your seats.
Yeah, I stare at them every fucking week.
Oh, my God.
Did you take a picture of us there, Nick? Come on. Take a picture.
I did see that picture. You can see the big red blob of me.
You see me.
10, 15, 12, 15, or 17?
Well, wait, no.
I think it's 12.
No, it's not. Because if they've had three, four revolutions of the logo, believe it or not. I can't believe I fucking know that. And that's how they broke down their playoff appearances on those banners, the participation banners, I call them.
Well, they have the championship banners on the other side.
Yeah, but I don't get to see the championship banners. I get to see the participation ones in front of me. Besides the Hall of Famers.
Congratulations to the Detroit Lions for being in the NFL.
So if I remember, they have three under the logo with the lion
with the fighting lion, with the guy and the lion.
They have three there.
With the 50s artwork, like.
Yeah.
His name is number two.
I think they have nine under the old Lions logo.
The jumping lion,
but not with all the shading, so that would be 12. It's got to be 17. I mean, 9 was just...
This is all you, man.
It's got to be 17.
I'm going with Nick.
17?
Ride or die.
The answer is 12.
Shit!
Oh, Gary had it again.
One in the 70s, one in the 80s, three recently, and the other ones were in the 90s.
That jumping lion
70,
logo,
83.
That jumping lion must be before 57, then.
Or 57. Oh, 50 before. All right. So...
Shit!
Nick done fucked up. All right, so
I pay $2,300 a year, and I can't even fucking figure that out.
What?
Hey.
All right,
and I pay the extra $100, so I actually get the hard, you know, extra hard copy,
hard and black. Yeah, I got you.
Yeah, I know.
All right, so
fuck those flash seats.
Question five.
That bullshit.
Question number five. According to stat guru Nate Silver.
Oh, no.
And
oh.
his team at 538.
This is a politics.
No,
bullshit.
It is not about
politics. They do statistics.
The odds on favorite to win the Super Bowl is New England at 41.3%.
Yep.
What team is number two?
Packers.
No.
No.
Not the Packers.
Are they on that much of a hot streak that their odds have
Oakland
up that
Raiders.
Much? No. Absolutely not. No.
Wait, when do these stats come out? Hold on. Hold your fucking horses.
Are these recent? Hold on. Are these recent?
This is since the playoff field has been announced. The Lions, for your record, are 0.02%.
I guarantee you the Oakland Raiders were number two going into
this.
Before Derek Carr died. He didn't have
– That was week 16. Yeah. When were these stats taken?
No, after week 17. Deal was made, so it was like this week.
But they've known the AFC playoffs.
They didn't know the playoffs.
Okay, so we'll just say it. Monday.
Okay.
These stats came out Monday.
Okay, so I would say Oakland is definitely not number two.
No. Oakland and Houston, without a doubt, should not even be close to number two.
Yeah, I agree.
But Tom's going to go savage.
Oh, shut up.
Is he playing?
He's not even playing.
Exactly. All right, so what team?
It's the Brock Lobster.
The Brock Lobster.
All right. The number two team has a 21.2% to win the NFL, to win the Super Bowl. What team is it?
Oh, my God.
Ken, are you cheating?
It's the Kansas City Chiefs.
No, stop. Stop. It's the Dallas Cowboys.
What the fuck? Is that a trick? It's a fucking trick question. I'm going to go with the Cowboys. Yeah.
I'm sticking with
the Packers.
The Cowboys.
I'm sticking with the Packers.
They have the best record in football.
I don't
still tell you the
good
Chiefs are.
Damn.
I'm still sticking with the Chiefs.
I am a Steelers fan.
A plurality victory
rule,
for the Cowboys.
I don't do anything Cowboys.
I'll go with Ken on this one.
I'm going the Cowboys.
I'm going to say you're all wrong.
What?
The Detroit Red Wings.
Giants?
They need to win a game.
It's the Falcons.
They're scoring 50 points.
They're the number two team in the NFC. They have an indoor game the entire season.
All the way through. They're indoors.
And Matt Ryan's about to win the MVP award.
That makes sense.
So the Falcons are the number two favorite.
Do you have where the Cowboys
there
are?
There is the Chiefs that I just mentioned. So
I have money on the Chiefs. But not.
I think the Chiefs are winning the AFC, but that's.
I would love if they won the Super Bowl because that would net me $210.
So, I'm kind of like whoever the hell beats the Patriots.
All right, so
I don't think anyone's beating the Pats.
I mean, personally, of course,
all
I would love to
do,
see my Steelers
on,
win their seventh.
And I've brought this up before. All you need to do to get a Super Bowl ring, get a DUI.
Floyd.
You end up on the Patriots, you get a Super Bowl ring.
All right, so
kids, remember this?
Or
you quit on the Steelers, you end up on the Patriots.
Right, so really,
oh wait, LeGarrette Blount.
Exactly.
All right, so really quickly.
So quit in your job or get a DUI and you get a Super Bowl.
So right now I'm looking at the odds on Bovada right now. Mm. The Patriots are a +190. They're the favorites to win the Super Bowl, followed by the Cowboys at +425. Then there's a tie for the worst, the Lions and the Dolphins, +7500.
All right, so here's the Patriots are 41.
All right.
The Falcons 21-2. The Dallas Cowboys 11.9, Kansas City at 10.1. Rob's boys are at 4.2. The Steelers, the Sea Chickens are 4.1. The Green Bay Peckerheads are 4.5.
Peckerhead.
Lions are 0.02. The Giants are 0.8. The Dolphins are 0.2. The Rapers are 1.1.
And the
Texans are 0.5.
I thought you already said the Steelers.
But let's let the games.
No, that's Ben Roethlisberger.
As much as we want to. Like go on stats. Let the games play out.
We've had six seeds win. Let it play out.
So with that in mind, as we finish up, Farmington Brewing. Thank you for coming on.
Yeah,
I know this was your favorite segment, the sports questions. But tell us where they can find you. Tell us where social media hours, etc.
What events you guys got coming up?
Events.
Well, we are at the corner of Grand River and Farmington in downtown Farmington. We are closed Monday, Fridays. We open weekly at 4. And, of course, we're open on Saturdays 2 to midnight and Sundays 3 to...
Winter hours, 3 to 10.
We shorten them for the winter.
Do you guys have food there?
We don't have food. We
have menus.
We have menus from all the local restaurants.
We have
restaurants.
A lot of snack food that's local made, like Feet Away, though. That's
awesome.
Pretty cool.
Yeah. Very cool.
We have, the Detroit Gourmet Nut Company. They make walnuts and cashews, and they candy them and bring them over.
Yeah. We make beers with some local places, too. We did a toffee style with our local toffee shop.
Oh, yeah.
Why do you look at me when we just did it?
You look toffee like fan.
I look like I am the last person that will ever put a stout in my face.
What if you should try with toffee?
I just don't like the mouthfeel of those creamy beers. I'm sorry.
You don't like a creamy mouthfeel?
Wow.
No, that's all for you and Dan to share.
Oh, that's hot.
Do you guys got any events coming up at all that you guys want to plug?
Oh, wow. I don't think we have any.
Summer Pig Roast, St. Patrick's Day is going to be crazy good. We'll have music. Patrick's Day. Yeah, that's going to
be. Are you
going
to put green dye in your beer?
No, we make a Berliner Weiss and with green wood of syrup, so it counts.
Isn't that like German, yeah, not St. Patrick's
Day? It's not like dropping.
It's green. Still green
it's
beer.
The best we could do with the green
it's, it's craft green beer. That's what it is, yeah.
Matt, it's not Miller Lite with
exactly.
Green.
Exactly.
Hey, Woody's would be displeased. So
Wooly Bullies out on Grossbeck would be really disappointed.
I heard live music on
there is no
St. Patrick's
bullies
Day.
Yeah, oh, I know.
Hey, shut up, Matt. Live music on St. Patrick's Day?
Yep.
Oh, rock on.
Yeah.
Are you guys
me and Ken are having a set there.
You guys going to play Never Gonna Give You Up?
Maybe.
Can you turn his mic off?
Be an industrial version.
Why are you turning my mic off?
You just asked if they're going to play Rick Astley.
Hey, it's the 21st century.
That could be a guest beer right there.
69 montage. Yeah.
There we go. Yeah.
Believe it or not, every Tuesday we have a run club that meets.
Even in the winter.
In the winter, yeah. They run a 5K every Tuesday starting at 7.
What do they think?
They come back. And they get 10% off all their beer.
Run club.
So can we pretend we're in that?
Like, Dan,
I've got an idea
for Dan. So we're
pretty big.
There should be a rugby club near a brewery. So after rugby practice, we go to the brewery.
You realize I'm almost 40, but rugby when it comes down to it.
See,
hey, hold on. I'm almost 40, but I'm still fucking good at rugby. So hold on. Hold on a second.
Anyone for tennis?
No. If we want to go down that road, I hit like a motherfucker. So I'm a great number 8. Yeah, number 8s don't work in 7s rugby, but you go to 15s, I'm going to fucking kill you. So. End of story.
All I hear is sports.
In cricket getting hit in the balls with that fucking... I saw it like 20 times today. I'm assuming everyone else saw that, too.
Just like the Marco Bellinelli off the back, Marcus Morris off the bench.
Sorry, into the nuts.
Oh my gosh.
You wait for the reaction.
I think this is the longest it actually took the show to get off the rail. 1 hour, 59 minutes, and 20 seconds.
It's 50 seconds.
No, we got back on, and then we lost it again. This is the first double entendre we ever had.
I'm a great number 8. You want to talk about rugby?
So,
fuck.
Do you have, all right,
we'll talk tomorrow when I'm not.
Social media, Facebook, Snapchat, Grindr.
Obviously, Grindr's
Grindr's where everyone's at.
MySpace.
Are you guys on there?
Facebook?
And we're Friendster. Definitely on
and Friendster.
Friendster, yeah. Friendster. We're definitely on
MySpace.
Facebook.
MySpace. Adult Friend
Finder.
They
close us down.
Actually, Madison.
And Farmers Only.
Well, that's going to do it for us here at the Better on Draft podcast. Farmington Brewing, thank you for coming by.
Thanks for coming on, guys.
No matter what you think of your beer, we think it's Better on Draft. Have a good night.